cut into the cattle and bleed you out.
Bob Moore.
And what do you call a kind of fence that's made of split rails laid kind of in a zigzag fashion?
I call that railing.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you've got to dig holes for the
post.
What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you can that you might remove from steel? A fence made of loose stone or rock.
Well, I call it cobblestone.
Now, if you want to take want to get a hen started to lay, what would you put in her nest to cool her?
I put a glass egg.
Now, what do you use to carry wire in?
Bucket.
You see? All right. Now, what kind of container would you use to carry food to the pig? What kind of a container would you call
it? Oh, I call it a slop bucket.
What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Now, what about something big and black that back in the old days they used to put out in the yard to put clothes in and to
wash pot.
Boil clothes in?
Wash pot.
Now, the container that you plant or that you plant some sort of flower in, what would you call that kind of container?
A bucket.
The eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're going to set the table for supper?
Set plates, knives and forks, glasses.
Now, if the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes.
Gotta wash it.
After she washes the dishes, then she does less of them in the water.
Well, got to dry them. Rinse them off.
All right. What do you call the cloth or rag that's used in drying?
The drying rag.
And the small square of curry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Horse rag.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off?
Use a towel.
All right, let's see. What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink? Matter of fact, you got one out there, but we won't talk about that right now. But when you turn on the water pipe at
the drain.
All right, fine. Now, it got real cold last night. And it was so cold last night that our water pipe
froze up.
Alright. Can you think of another word? Alright, let me ask you this. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Alright. People used to buy flour in a
sack.
Let's see, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
In a large can.
Right. And what about lard?
Lard can.
Right. What do you use that makes it possible for you to pour water into a real narrow mouth bonnet?
A funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster? You want your horses to go faster, what do you use?
Whoop.